Hey, what's up, everybody? This is BLAX Blacks, Elevating Black People, Community, Culture. I'm your host, KP, and today is MLK Jr. Day. I created some special programming for this day, four questions that I wanted the African and Black community to answer, and today I am in studio with...
Dr. Jayasia Pena.
Woo! Man, crushing it. And today, she's going to answer the question, I wish non-Black people understood.
I wish non-Black people understood that despite the progress we've made, racism is still a thing. It's still a big thing that affects our everyday lives. It affects our interactions at work. You think about like mass incarceration.
Yeah.
Black maternal mortality and morbidity rates. Black infant mortality and morbidity rates. Food deserts, like you name it, any disparity that there is, we face it. I went to the University of Georgia for undergrad. University of Georgia wasn't integrated until 1961. That means my grandmother, in her 20s, couldn't have been a student there. And everyone wants us to just kind of forget, I guess, is how it feels. Or like, oh, well, Barack Obama was president, and that's the highest office in the entire United States, so people aren't racist because Barack Obama? It's not enough. That doesn't make us a level playing field. It doesn't mean that I have all the same rights and privileges as Becky. I'm just going to say Becky because that's the best I got.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the one thing I don't like. I don't like the racism doesn't exist because rhetoric. There is no because. It does exist. It was created for a purpose. It's still serving that purpose. We've made strides, but we're not there yet.
Thank you so much.